Tomorrow in Denver, Baylor will face Stanford, and Notre Dame will take on UConn to determine which teams play Tuesday night for the women's NCAA championship. Joining me now to discuss the Final Four weekend is Michelle Smith, who writes about the women's game for ESPNW. Michelle, on Tuesday, UConn looked great in the second half against Kentucky, and they won that game by 25 points. Notre Dame was even more dominant in beating Maryland 80-49 to reach the Final Four. Is it the Huskies or the Irish advancing to the championship game?
Oh, you know, I think I'm going to go with Notre Dame. They've had this run of wins against Connecticut, except for the Big East championship game, I believe, when Connecticut finally got them this year. But Notre Dame's a pretty complete team, and they've been playing so well all season long, and I'm going to go with Notre Dame.
On the other side of the brackets, neither Stanford nor Baylor has been seriously tested. Anybody could have guessed that that would be the case for Baylor. They are 38-0 this season. But did you expect Stanford to win all of their tournament games as convincingly as they have?
Every matchup that came through for Stanford in this bracket, there was a yeah, but. There was, yeah, but Hampton's really small and quick, and they're going to give them problems. And then it was West Virginia. Yeah, but they're very physical, and they're going to give Stanford a hard time. And, you know, and so Stanford made its way through all the yeah, buts, and they just kept winning really, really convincingly. They're a very good team, and the sisters, the Ogunmike sisters, are outstanding players. If Griner isn't Griner, then NECA might be the National Player of the Year. She's had that good of a season.
Of course, you mentioned Brittany Griner before I even had an opportunity to mention that she's been dunking, scoring scores of points, blocking shots also in record numbers. Is there any way that her Baylor team can be denied this championship?
You know, I think there's a way. I don't think it's necessarily going to happen. I never buy into whether a team is absolutely invincible. She is an extraordinary player. People call her a game changer, and she absolutely changes any game she's in, that's for sure. And Baylor has plenty of weapons. I mean, Odyssey Sims is a great point guard. They've got a lot of really good players on that team. This is not a Brittany Griner-only show. But I think it's interesting that, you know, people sort of don't see a way in which they can be beat, and I don't believe that. I don't necessarily think Stanford will win, or even the next team that plays them will win. But I certainly think that this isn't a done deal.
There's a subplot in the Baylor story that surfaced just recently. Kim Mulkey, their coach, has been diagnosed with Bell's palsy. Is this likely to have any impact on the game? I know Bell's palsy is something people generally recover from in a fairly short time.
You know, it's so hard to know. It's a tough break for her, certainly. It's certainly a tough break for Baylor at this late stage when they're trying to get ready to go. And it's just happened so recently, and it's really hard to know how it's going to impact them.
I thought it was interesting that Coach Mulkey told the press the other day, it will not have any impact on my ability to yell at them.
Well, I believe her. I believe her. Kim Mulkey is one of the best yellers in the game, and I don't know, you know, I don't think anybody's going to impair that ability.
All right, Michelle, you're on the record as saying you don't think anybody is unbeatable, but it can get uncomfortable sitting on a fence. So give us a prediction for a winner.
Well, I'm going to say Baylor, and that's not a huge stretch because I think through the year, I mean, nobody's beaten them yet. They've played everybody but Stanford at this point that's in that Final Four field and beaten them relatively soundly. I mean, I think you have to look at Baylor, but I hate to go into a Final Four, you know, assuming a foregone conclusion. It certainly is not as much fun.
Michelle Smith writes about women's basketball for ESPNW. Thank you very much for speaking with me, Michelle.
Thank you, Bill.